just one thing can help me cheer up. Maple syrup.
So where do you get your maple syrup? And how do you like to use it? We are going to celebrate maple syrup in this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 13th. Do you have a favorite local maple syrup producer? Are you planning on attending a maple syrup festival in the coming weeks? Do you tap your own maple trees and make your own maple syrup? Or would you like to learn more about how this is done? Well, we would love to hear from you this hour as we celebrate the start of the maple syrup sugaring season in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are going to be talking with two maple syrup producers this hour. First, the president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, Alan Herman, who has a sugar bush of trees in Colby, Wisconsin, and he owns Herman's Pure Maple Syrup. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So tell us, how did you get started in this business, producing maple syrup?
I grew up on a dairy farm here in Wisconsin, and when my dad sold the farm, he decided to keep 40 acres of mainly wooded acres, and then a few years later moved back there and seen there was a lot of maple trees. A neighbor told him, oh, he should tap those trees. And so about 35 years ago, he started tapping like 400 trees, and the next year I came back and started helping, and ever since that's what I do, I guess.
Wow. So you're still tapping about 400 trees?
Well, now I'm up to about 1,800 trees now.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I said, I just finished tapping yesterday. This year, the spring sort of came on really fast, whatever. A week ago, it was 16 below zero, and I was driving down to Madison to deliver some syrup to a Shark Stack eatery, And the rest of the week, I've been tapping trees and getting everything ready to go, and actually cooked the first syrup here 2 days ago.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why we thought that this would be a timely time to do this show. Tell us about the weather and the run of the sap, I guess. Why is this? Why did it start this week?
Okay. Well, the sap needs to, for the sap to flow, it needs to get above freezing. Like I said, most of December, January, February, we're all below freezing there, and sap being 97-98% water, it basically freezes when it gets below freezing there. And ideally, temperatures get up like in the 40s or 50s in the day and freeze at night. For your best run. So most of us are hoping this weekend was a little bit cooler than what is forecasted, but that's the way it goes.
Well, yeah. So you need to have nights that are below freezing or freezing, and then warm up so it starts flowing during the day?
Yeah, that seems to be the ideal conditions. The freezing and thawing action sort of primes the trees pumps, I guess. And
yeah, so does it look to be a decent sugaring season?
It could be, I guess. Looking at the long-range forecast, it looks like it should stay pretty much highs in the 40s and lows freezing at night after we get through this warm weekend here. So also don't get too warm here. Here back in 2012 and then 2000, we had really warm weather come in. Here in 2012, it was 80 degrees on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's right.
And the season was basically over.
Yeah, that you don't want that.
So that day, like I said, in a normal season, we'll have maybe somewhere between 25 and and 40 days for the sap actually runs. That year, I think we had like 9.
Oh, that's too bad. So I understand, too, there is this weekend, what is it called, the first tap?
Yeah, the first tree tapping. It's an annual event we have. Like I said, our Wisconsin Maple Association's been around about 60 years, so about as long as I have. And every year we host what's called the first tree tapping. 20 years ago, I actually hosted it on my sugar bush here. This year will be in Cadott, Wisconsin. And like I said, the governor issues a proclamation opening maple season. Traditionally, it ran from April 15th, or from March 15th through April 15th. And so we have Alice in Dairyland there and a bunch of... like I said, it's just a way to celebrate the opening of maple season and let people know this is what we do.
Yeah, and I know that there are a number of different maple syrup festivals that are going to be happening around the state in the weeks to come, and I've been to one or two in my day. This is, how many maple syrup producers are there in Wisconsin?
There's probably maybe only... 100 or 200 of us that actually do it for a living, but there's maybe another couple thousand people that just do it for a hobby living. So they maybe tap, well, just a couple to maybe like 50 or 100 trees. And then there's, like I said, maybe only, like I said, 100 or 200 of us that do it for sort of a full-time living.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
I just love being outdoors. Even though, like I said, this time of year I'm putting in really long hours, and especially the tapping of the trees is really hard work. I still really enjoy doing it. You never know what type of wildlife you're going to see while you're out working in the woods. You've seen some eagles fly overhead or some owls or... I have a pair of geese that come back and land in my pond every year. It's just fun watching the seasons change, and you're basically a part of it.
So walk us through the process, the short course anyway. So you've got 1,800 trees. Mm-hmm. Let's say we want to tap a maple tree and make some maple syrup. What does that entail?
Okay, in my case, like I said, I have all my trees hooked on a tubing system. So I have plastic tubing stretching, miles and miles of tubing connecting all my trees.
Wow.
And each year you have to drill a new tap hole.
How come?
Like I said, it's sort of like a person donating blood. The old tap hole basically dry up. And basically what you're doing, you're taking part of the tree's maple sap is sort of its living fluid, and so if tapped properly, you can re-tap these trees for, well, maybe 100 years or so.
Wow.
And like I said, so each year you drill like a 5/16-inch hole about 1.5 inches deep into the heartwood of the tree there.
And then you have tubing, so then it all collects in one spot. You don't have an individual bucket under each tree.
No, you don't have the individual bucket or bag anymore, although a lot of people still do it that way. But to do it on a large scale, whatever, you would wear out your arms, if nothing else, collecting that much sap.
Right.
The last 2 years, I've collected over 40,000 gallons of sap. And to do that by the 5-gallon bucketful would be a daunting task.
Wait, tell me that again. You said how many gallons of sap?
40,000 gallons of sap.
Wow, and then how many gallons of maple syrup does that make?
Like I said, last year I made about 1,120 gallons. The year before was 1,280. And the year before that, the poor year, 2012, was only 390, so...
Yeah.
It can vary quite a bit from year to year.
Yeah, like, but you need a lot of sap to make the maple syrup.
And like I said, on the average, it takes, they say, about 40 gallons to make a gallon of syrup. Last year, the sap ran around 3% sugar in it, so it was only taking like 36 gallons the last two seasons. This year, it's only been running about 2.1% sugar.
So
it's taking like 44 gallons to make a gallon of syrup right now.
We'll talk a little bit more about the process of making maple syrup in this maple syrup edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Alan Herman, who is the president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. This is the Ideas Network.
Can you pass the maple syrup, please?
I didn't put it. It's spaghetti.
You know what? I think I have something.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes! We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
So do you love maple syrup as much as Will Ferrell's character does in the movie Elf? We will welcome in another maple syrup producer in this maple syrup edition of Tell Joy Where to Go to talk about ways that we can make some treats with our maple syrup in just a few minutes. But now we are talking more about the process and the business with Alan Herman, who is president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. He has a sugar bush of trees in Colby, Wisconsin, and owns Herman's Pure Maple Syrup. And he's a busy guy these days. The sap is running. He was up until 11 o'clock last night cooking syrup. And we'll talk to him about that as well. We welcome any questions you have about the process, or if you want to talk about your favorite maple syrup producer, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Alan, do you like to put maple syrup on your spaghetti like Elf does?
I guess I haven't had it on spaghetti. My dad used to like it on his cottage cheese.
Oh, really? I guess that's not too, like, a little unusual, but I can see it. So you were up cooking syrup last night. What do you have to do there?
During the day, I go out and make sure everything's working in the woods and that, and then I have to pump the sap back up to the hill where my sugar house is, and so basically, I had about 1,000 gallons of sap yesterday, and you run it through a reverse osmosis machine, and that removes like 75% of the water, and then it goes into a 4x16-foot stainless steel evaporator, and you basically remove the rest of the water and get it down to it so it looks and smells like pure maple syrup.
And that's it?
And then you have to run it through a filter. And like I said, this time of year, I just put it in 30-gallon stainless steel barrels. And then when I get the order, so then I'll fill it into pints or quarts or gallons or whatever, and sell it all to all these health food stores all around the country.
Wonderful. Do different kinds of maple trees produce different flavors of syrup?
Like I said, you can basically use any type of maple tree. The sugar maple or the hard maple is the main tree that is used, but you can also tap the softer silver maples or the red maples they'll have a slightly different flavor, but the soil that the trees are growing on will probably have a greater influence than the actual trees.
Ah, so do you have good soil for trees in Colby?
It seems to be. A lot of people seem to like the flavor of my maple syrup, so I guess I have to say my trees or the soil seem to do real well.
Yeah. So do Wisconsin maple syrup producers produce better maple syrup than, say, Vermont?
We tend to think so. like I said, when we have national syrup judging contests, the people that enter their syrup from Wisconsin tend to do quite well. So.
Very nice. Jerry on Facebook asks, is there a standard or an agency which protects the consumer from syrup producers who might water down their product? I have heard stories of producers doing this and wondered if that was true. And is there some sort of standard or agency?
We're inspected and governed by the Wisconsin Department of Health, Food, and what's it? Or through the Department of Agriculture there, and also the FDA. To be pure maple syrup, it has to be between 66 and 67% sugar solids. So really, you don't really water maple syrup down. It might not be cooked. If it's not cooked all the way up to the 66% sugar solids, it's watery then. But if it's less than that mark, it's not considered pure maple syrup. So,
you mentioned that the percentage of sugar in the sap was less this year than last year. What accounts for that?
Usually, when the season starts a little bit later, it tends to go up. So, I'm hoping maybe it might come up here. Cause right now, the ground is still froze really hard. The last 2 years, the maple season didn't really start running until, like, the end of March. So that might be part of it. And in other years, where if the tree has a real heavy seed crop the year before, that tends to lower it the following year as well. So sometimes it's just you have some years that they run a little sweeter and some years where they don't. And talking to a few other producers, I guess the results I'm seeing is somewhat what everyone's seen around the state, that this year it just tends to be a little bit less sweet, I guess. So
let's go to George in Richfield. Hello, George.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a member of the Richfield Historical Society, and we are at the moment doing the same thing, making maple syrup. Last year, our fourth batch had a considerable amount of sugar sand, and we're wondering how to eliminate that from the process this year, and actually what causes sugar sand.
Yeah, sugar sand. What's that, Alan?
Okay, sugar sand is, like I said, I don't know if there's any real way you can eliminate it. It's, like I said, there's sort of a buildup of nitre and other solids in the sap or when you concentrate it down, whatever. Basically, you're taking, like I said, 40 gallons of sap and removing 39 gallons of water there. So all these other minerals and stuff get concentrated. And some days it comes out looking almost like a real fine sand, whatever. And other days it's more like a brown mud. And it's just the nutrients that are part of the being processed with the tree, whatever.
Yeah, so you don't or can't filter that out?
Well, yeah, you can filter it out, but like I said, if you have a filter press, a powered filter press, it tends to remove it quite well. A lot of the smaller producers are just using these flannel cone filters or various other type of filters, and they tend to have, like I said, if you have heavy sugar sand, it tends to make it harder to filter. So
before we let you go, Alan, is there what if someone is interested in being a hobbyist at this, or just can I just go out and I've got a nice big maple tree in my backyard, can I just tap that and make my own maple syrup?
One can, but again, like I said, just that one tree will produce on average maybe 10, somewhere between 10 and 40 gallons of sap per spring. And so therefore that's going to fix it. That's going to be over the whole 3-4 week spring. So
you're going to have to cook much.
A little. It wouldn't be a whole lot. And cooking it down inside one's house, that's a whole lot of steam to put in your house, too. So,
so what's today going to be like for you?
Oh, I'm going to probably go back to sleep here in a little bit, and then I'll have to, as soon as it gets light, go down and start my vacuum pumps and go see if I can find all the leaks I have. With miles and miles of tubing, you sometimes develop little leaks, and so basically my main job today is to hunt down the several hundred small minute leaks that...
Well, good luck with that, and good luck with the season, and the first tapping that's taking place this weekend. Thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you, Joy.
Alan Herman, president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. He has a sugar bush of trees in Colby, Wisconsin, and owns Herman's Pure Maple Syrup. Now we welcome in another maple syrup producer, and we welcome in any questions you might have, or how about some recommendations? How do you like to use your maple syrup, besides putting it on pancakes? Not that there's anything wrong with that. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And if you have a favorite local maple syrup producer, you can give a shout out to him or her. If you are planning on going to a maple syrup festival, or maybe even this first tapping this weekend, let us know. Our next guest is Gretchen Grape. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, and she has a sugar bush in Holcomb, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us how you started producing maple syrup and how you got involved in all this.
Well, I married into it. My husband was the third generation in their sugar bush of making maple syrup. And now our family, well, it's taken over by our son, Corey, now, and his family, and we help. And like I said, I married into it. I was originally from Wisconsin, did not know much about maple syrup at all, other than it came from a maple tree. But the funny part is, all the years that I was growing up, we were eating grape sugar bush maple syrup. Little did I know I would be marrying their son.
Oh,
my dad worked at a mill, and under him was a gentleman that lived up here, and he went to Appleton every week to work in the mill. And he would bring a crop of maple syrup along, like maybe 10 gallons, and sell it to the workers. And my dad always bought a gallon.
Well, it was meant to be, I guess, huh?
I guess so.
No, I'm sorry. So is it still called Grapes Maple Syrup, or what is the name of your company?
The part of the maple syrup itself is called Grape Sugar Bush, but my son's business is called All American Maple Outfitters, and he is a producer of, or the manufacturer of, maple equipment and selling liter maple equipment. Yeah. And he has a store about 10 miles from here.
Is this a big business in Wisconsin, or at least a popular hobby?
Yes. In Wisconsin, it's very popular. We have approximately 300 members of our association, but there's probably 4,000 or 5,000 people who do make maple syrup as a hobby, several bigger ones, but most of them do it as a hobby.
Yeah. And we didn't get into a great detail on this, but this is around the time of year this happens, and there is going to be the Maple Syrup Producers Association holds this first tapping, and that's taking place tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning it starts at Cedric Betcher's farm in Sugarbush, and then go back to his farm. He's having a pancake festival, or pancake breakfast, brunch. At his place, it starts at 9. We're going to be tapping the first, Allison Dairyland's going to be tapping the first maple tree. at 10 o'clock, and Senator Ron Johnson and Terry Moulton are going to be in attendance. So we're looking for a big crowd.
Very nice. And this is in at Betcher's Sugar Bush in Cadott?
Yes. It's on the north end of Cadott.
Well, and then after this first tapping, it's hoped that the maple syrup season will last about a month.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If we can get, with the weather like it's been, if we can get 2-3 weeks, we'll be lucky, because it's just been getting too warm too fast.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. I like the mild weather, but that's not, I guess, if it's too mild.
Yep, after syrup season, then we can get the mild weather.
So now there's going to be lots of syrup to be had on pancakes at the first tapping at Betcher's Sugar Bush first tapping thing. But what else? I mean, I love syrup on pancakes and waffles, but now it's not just for that anymore, right?
Definitely not. You can put it on ice cream. At the Wisconsin State Fair in August, we have maple root beer, and we have maple cotton candy. You make maple sugar candies.
Maple root beer?
Our family likes maple malted.
Oh, sure.
There's just many, many things, and to use maple syrup in baking is a real economical thing, especially if you have the maple syrup on hand.
Right, and I know that. So how can I make maple candy?
You take your, the lighter the better for making candy, but any grade will work. You take it and you boil it down to 232. And when you get to 232 degrees, you want to stir it up once in a while so it doesn't burn. But then you take it off and you whip it until it changes color. You know, as it's boiling, it's dark. But then as you're whipping it, it'll turn more towards the cream color. And then it'll start getting thicker and thicker, and then you pour it. Some people have the mold, and other people just pour it right into a cake pan and then score it like you do fudge.
We have a caller. Richard in Loganville is with us. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Joy. This is Richard and Gretchen at Hickory Hill Farm. We've got our 500 taps in so far, and we're hoping for the best for the weather.
Great.
And
are you going to have a party for us?
Oh, sure. You know, we can always send, we have straws. We send 5 gallons off to Oregon to put into these little straws, and it's a little nerve-wracking sending UPSing 5 gallons of syrup to Oregon. But so she's at the farmer's market for Hickory Hill Farm.
Okay. Oh, and by the straws, that's exactly what it is. And then you rip off the top, and then you can just have some.
Yeah, we can snip it for you and have a little sample, and people seem to really like it. And we do red maple. And it's also cooked down with wood, so it's very smoky and very thick, and it's just wonderful.
Sounds really good. And what do you use your maple syrup for, Richard?
Well, she's a little gluten-sensitive, Gretchen is, so she makes a rice flour waffle that is really good. I mean, it's crispy, really tender inside, and she also makes tortilla mixes, bread mixes, and all that kind of stuff. But we use our maple syrup kind of, you know, just a little bit in the kitchen. We always have some for kind of anything sweetened, you know. It goes a long way because it's so thick. And we've been here 4 or 5 years, taking over the farm. Harold and Carla Cruz helped start the farmer's market back in the 70s. And he's very interesting. He has some books out. They're gone now, but the Art Detour here will have a stand up on Highway 23 here, just south of Loganville.
All right. Well, sounds good, Richard. We have a news break coming up, so I appreciate your suggestions for using maple syrup and telling us about Hickory Hill Farm. We will continue talking with Gretchen Grape, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, about ways we can use our maple syrup after we check news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey, once about.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go for maple syrup, for maple syrup festivals, for maple syrup treats. And tell me how you like to use your maple syrup in cooking or baking. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Coming up in just a bit, we will be telling you about Bear Paw Scout Camp, which is getting busy these days during the maple syrup season. Right now, we are talking with Gretchen Grape, the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. She has a sugar bush in Holcomb, Wisconsin. And Gretchen, just before our news break, we heard from a caller who was saying that his wife uses maple syrup in a wide variety of things. And I'm wondering, can you just use maple syrup as a substitute sugar in baking?
You can. There's a recipe used for it. Like if you're using maple syrup, one cup of maple syrup, you would take it to represent a cup of granulated sugar. You would use 1 to 1.5 cups of maple syrup. And then, because that's a little less sweeter than granulated sugar, and you want to use that in sweetening foods. But then you would decrease your liquid by 1/4 cup. When I do it, I use 1 to 1.5 cups of maple syrup, depending on how sweet you want it. If you don't want it real sweet, you add just 1 cup. Otherwise, 1.5 cup. And then you would put 2 to 4 tablespoons of liquid that is per cup of maple syrup. And that means maple syrup makes a more moisture recipe. And then you would have to add 1.5 teaspoons of baking soda because of the acidity. And then decrease the oven temperature by 25 degrees. So in place of 1 cup of sugar, you would use 1 to 1.5 cups of maple syrup, and then you would decrease your other liquids by 2 to 4 tablespoons.
Okay.
And then it's also helpful to put your baking soda in there because you don't have it neutralizes the batter for rising. But you don't want to use the baking soda if you're baking with buttermilk, sour cream, because they act just like the neutralizer of baking soda.
Here's a Deborah who says, I use maple syrup every morning in my hot cocoa. It's delicious, and it takes care of my chocolate fix. I've never thought of that. I wonder, have you ever put maple syrup in coffee?
Yes. I use maple syrup in my coffee as a sweetener instead of regular sugar.
How neat.
I know my husband's grandparents used to boil the maple sap instead of water to make their coffee in the morning.
Interesting. And we have Leah on Twitter who says, my great-grandfather and late husband made their own maple syrup, and she loves it on pumpkin pie. I never thought of that either. So we can celebrate Pie Day and maple syrup season.
There you go. Yep. Maple syrup makes a wonderful tasting pumpkin pie and apple pie also. I use maple syrup in my pies frequently. And a hint for people who bake cookies and have a tendency to get their cookies too hard or that they get hard after baking, if you add 2 tablespoons of maple syrup in your batter, you don't have to change anything else, just add 2 tablespoons of maple syrup in the batter, your cookies will not get hard.
Well, that's good to know. A friend shared, and I don't have the recipe, unfortunately, but I thought it was a really cute idea. It was a maple cookie, and it was in the shape of a maple leaf.
Yes.
So you just kind of must be a cookie cutter out there like that, but it was very, very...
There are, yes. And then there is a company, I don't know the name offhand, they make the maple leaf cookies. And they're called maple leaf cookies, and they are very good.
You know, I did want to ask you, and thank you, by the way, you gave us two recipes, and we will talk about those a little bit, and we'll post them on our Facebook page. But I wanted to ask you about this new grading system for maple syrup, and maybe if you have some quick tips on if we want to use maple syrup, what should we look for?
Okay. Well, the new grading system is in the process of being passed in the state of Wisconsin. It has been passed in several states in the eastern part of the state. And we used to have three grade A maple syrup table syrups. And now we're going to have four. And instead of the grade A light, medium, and dark, they're changing it to grade A golden, amber, dark maple, and very dark maple.
Oh.
And what this is doing, it is bringing in the darker of the maple syrups that people have found that now they prefer the darker maple syrup, which is a robust flavor. It is stronger in maple. We used to use that strictly for cooking, and it was never a grade A table syrup. And now it's going to be passed that that will also be a grade A table syrup. And it gives a better flavor to your baking. It's a stronger so that you taste the maple instead of just the lighter syrup, which doesn't have the real maple-y flavor.
All right. Well, that sounds good, but that we won't see those labels for a little while.
Right. The producers will have up to 2 years to change their labeling statewide.
Well, I can make the maple cinnamon applesauce. I think I can actually do that. So thank you for that recipe. We just can you give us the short version?
The short version is you take your favorite apples and you use six of them and you dice them up into 2-inch chunks, and then you add 1/4 cup of pure maple syrup to that, and then some ground cinnamon and a tablespoon of lemon juice and just a dash of salt, and you mix that all together in a Dutch oven or saucepan, and then to soften the apples, and then cover it until it gets soft like you do with applesauce, and then you make it into your applesauce, and that makes about 3 cups of applesauce. And then you can serve that. Tastes good cold or warm. We prefer it warm, but it's up to the people who, your different taste.
Yeah, and you can have that with savory stuff, or you can put that also. I like to put applesauce on, like waffles and pancakes, too, so I'll get a double dose of my syrup. I want to thank you, Gretchen Grape, for being with us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Gretchen Grape is the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. She has a sugar bush in Holcomb, Wisconsin. We will put these recipes on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's now time for Wisconsin Life. Bear Paw Scout Camp lies in the middle of the Nicolet National Forest. The camp is alive with activity not only in the summer, but during the maple syrup season. Producer Sean Connolly went in to join in the fun.
As winter melts into spring in our state, many Wisconsinites begin their preparation for an annual harvest.
Lighting the fire for the first time is always the best because you've been itching since last season to start making maple syrup again.
Derek Fournier started making maple syrup in 2005 at his home away from home in Mountain, Wisconsin.
We're at Bear Paw Scout Camp. It's located in the Nicolet National Forest. I was lucky enough to be a member of the summer camp staff at this camp, and I noticed over the years that we had a number of sugar maple trees on the property, so I thought it'd be fun for just myself to just try making some maple syrup. It started with 15 taps, a pot, and a cooker underneath, burned a lot of propane, and just got interested in making more than that, doubled it the next year, tap more trees, and then you catch the maple bug and you want to make more.
9 years later, with the help of Camp Ranger Andy Anderson and many volunteers, Bear Paw Scout Camp now taps over 800 trees, which boils down to roughly 200 gallons of syrup on a good year. A decent production for a small sugar bush. But selling their syrup and turning a profit isn't necessarily their goal.
Just seemed fitting to make a scouting program to teach other kids how to make maple syrup. Boy Scouts have merit badges. And we have a program we run. It's very similar to the requirements to earn a merit badge.
My name is Jason Brevchinsky. I am the program director for Bear Paw Scout Camp's Maple Days. We run a program the last two weekends of March and the first weekend in April. The boys come up. They learn everything you need to know to make their own maple syrup from A to Z. We have eight stations throughout the day where they just have fun.
The scouts begin their day in the dining hall. After sampling some syrup on their pancake breakfast, they head off to their daily activities.
Well, there we got a section on history. Then we have a section where they actually see a sugar shack with an evaporator room and a bottling process.
The front pan, the purpose is converting it to syrup.
We have a couple game stations, one where they're flipping the pancakes over their back and trying to catch them.
Keep your eye on the pancake at all times.
We have a cooking station where they learn how to use maple syrup in recipes.
All good brown sugar will plop it into that melted butter.
We have another one with brace and bit, which teaches them how to tap a tree. We show them how to collect it with buckets.
Connor Scott of Troop 741 came up from Hartford, Wisconsin to participate in Maple Days.
I like the fact that we all get to have our own bottle of maple syrup that we get to take home, and just being able to learn all about it and seeing that we can make it at home too.
And on the back of every bottle is printed the program's true purpose.
Bear Paw Maple Syrup, making boy scouting sweeter one bottle at a time.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. We have been celebrating maple syrup and the maple syrup season in Wisconsin during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We will post as well on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page a list of some of the maple syrup festivals going on around the state in the coming weeks. Thanks to Caleb Lato and Christy Taylor for producing and directing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
They all are completely filled. We drag them home and light a fire.